From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Longtime former Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh was killed Monday by Houthi rebels in a roadside attack just after ending a three-year alliance with the Shia Houthis battling a Saudi coalition. Houthi leader Abdel Malik al-Houthi called it an exceptional historic day, the day of the fall of what he called the treasonous conspiracy, a black day for the aggressor states against the Yemeni people. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said Saleh's death came as he sought reinforcements from the Saudi coalition to fight against the Houthis.
Saleh went too far in supporting the Saudi UAE group. And in the process, he was expecting and hoping that the Saudis and the UAE would be supporting him and sending in forces that will reinforce his forces in Sana'a to fight against Houthis.
Current President Abdurrabbo Mansur Hadi called on the Yemeni people to rise up against the Houthis, who he referred to as a criminal and terrorist militia. In New York, UN spokesman Stephane Dujarric, citing the fighting that's killed or wounded hundreds in the capital Sana'a, appealed for unimpeded humanitarian access.
It is paramount that civilians are protected, that the wounded are afforded safe access to medical care, and that all sides facilitate life-saving humanitarian access.
The U.S. called on all sides to engage in political negotiation. Another U.N. peacekeeper has been killed in Central African Republic, the U.N. blaming mainly Christian anti-Balaka militia for attacking a U.N. checkpoint at the entrance to a camp for displaced people in the southeast town of Bria. A Mauritanian peacekeeper was killed, along with two colleagues who were wounded and a third from Zambia wounded. This is VOA News. In Honduras, it appears President Juan Orlando Hernandez is headed for a narrow victory over challenger and longtime entertainer Salvador Nasralla following a long-delayed vote count from the November 26 election. Nasralla, who led early on, has declared fraud. Police have been ordered to enforce a curfew following sometimes violent protests, but Dario Eruraque, a Latin American analyst at Trinity College in Connecticut, said it's not being widely enforced.
Most of the police in Tegucigalpa, the capital of Honduras, and also in San Pedro Sula, the second largest city, has rebelled against having in order to repress resistance to the way that elections have been held. This is the first time that the police has rebelled and basically disobeying orders.
The delay in vote counting has been criticized that the government has been manipulating the outcome. A partial recount is underway. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis was in Pakistan Tuesday to encourage Islamabad to end support for insurgents who often use the country as a base for attacks on Afghanistan. His visit is the first since the Trump administration unveiled a new South Asia policy to end the conflict in Afghanistan and called for a firm line against Pakistan. Nazaf Sharani is a native Afghan who teaches at Indiana University.
The fact is, inside Afghanistan, there is absolutely no evidence of any change. Not only that, if the change is, the change is for the worse. In the last 3-4 days in Jalalabad, the closest city to Pakistan-Turkan border, there have been essentially massacre going on.
The U.S. Defense Department said Mattis told both civilian and military leaders they must redouble their efforts to confront militants operating in the country. The U.N. Undersecretary General for Political Affairs, Jeffrey Feltman, is traveling to North Korea, the highest-ranking U.N. official to do so since 2011, amid tensions over Pyongyang's nuclear and missile programs. Once again, U.N. spokesman Dujarric.
The visit is a response to a long-standing invitation from the authorities in Pyongyang for policy dialogue with the U.N. It'll be a wide-ranging discussion.
The visit comes amid tensions over the North's repeated rocket and nuclear testing, resulting in U.N. Security Council sanctions. South Sudan is implementing an expensive Israeli-built closed-circuit television and drone security system that officials hope will improve crime in the capital, Juba. President Salva Kiir said it will be safe for everybody residing in the city. Former Illinois Congressman John Anderson, who launched an independent bid for president in 1980, died late Sunday at age 95. Anderson finished a distant third to Republican former Governor Ronald Reagan in a landslide victory over incumbent Democrat Jimmy Carter. On Wall Street, another record closed Monday for U.S. stocks, with the benchmark Dow Jones Index gaining nearly 60 points to 24,290. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.